Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I'm speaking to Evie from IDAS. Hi Evie.
Hi Emily.
So IDAS is the largest specialist domestic abuse charity in the north, isn't it?
We are indeed, yeah.
So what areas do you cover?
So we cover all of North Yorkshire, Barnsley and Sheffield.
Oh, so just over the border.
Yeah.
So we met a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? We met on the National Rural Crime Networking Group.
We did, yeah. And we were talking about domestic abuse in rural locations and how it's different from urban locations. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, well, we thought it might be a good idea because obviously you come right to the Derbyshire borders, we come right to the South Yorkshire borders. We thought it might be a good idea moving forwards for us to look at how we could work together because, as I've mentioned on the podcast, we're looking at developing a network of rural domestic abuse specialists.
Yeah, that's right. And we would love that because you have a lot of rurality. And of course, in North Yorkshire, we've got the largest county, which is predominantly rural. So we've got so much expertise and knowledge and interest in domestic abuse in rural areas. So I think it'd be great, Emily, to work together.
It would. We might have some people in South Yorkshire, in Sheffield. What sort of services can you offer for those people?
Okay, so we've got domestic abuse community services for anybody that's been subject to domestic abuse currently or in the past. You don't have to have left the relationship. So we work with anybody who's been subject to domestic abuse. And we provide safe accommodation services in North Yorkshire, Sheffield, along with Sheffield Women's Aid. And in Barnsley, so we've got refuges, we've got dispersed accommodation. And in North Yorkshire, we've got a really interesting scheme called Safe Havens, which is where families host victims and survivors of domestic abuse for short periods of time. And we actually started that because of the rurality, because there are many people who don't necessarily want to come into cities. And so we've got families in rural areas who can host a victim or survivor with their children for up to 2 months whilst they kind of consider their options. We also provide sexual violence services in North Yorkshire, and we provide whole family support for non-abusive parents and their children who've been impacted by domestic abuse, and also to young people who are displaying abusive behaviours towards their parent carer. So quite a comprehensive range of services.
Absolutely. Now, that Safe Havens scheme, I didn't know you did that. That's really excited me. A little bit sad that I get so excited about these things. But that sounds amazing because one of the things we talk about in our training is the fact that if you've lived in the countryside your entire life, going into a refuge can be just so traumatic on so many different levels.
So scary. And there are things that maybe host families can accommodate, things like animals, perhaps. So whereas in some refuges, you may not be able to take your pets. And sometimes, as we know, that is a reason that people stay. Then there may be a host family that, you know, can accommodate your pony in the country, which you couldn't take into
into
a refuge.
You can't take horses into refuges.
You can't, no.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So we've obviously got a lot to learn from one another when we start working together. Not if, when. There is one big problem, though, that I can see to us working together.
What's that, Emily?
The fact that, you know, Derbyshire is quite obviously the most beautiful county in the United Kingdom.
Do you think so?
Why do you think so?
So why do you say that? So give me... you see, you're struggling already.
Well, one thought is we don't have the seaside.
That was my trump card. Oh. I've been thinking about that this morning and I was thinking, actually, Derbyshire is quite pretty. I mean, Yorkshire's beautiful, obviously. Derbyshire's quite pretty. Aha, what have we got that you haven't got?
Yeah.
Shall we talk about the seaside in North Yorkshire?
Well, I've holidayed in Whitby and Staithes for the last 14 years since my middle child was born. So Whitby and Staithes are very, very dear to me. But I do like to come home.
Yeah. But we have got the seaside.
Do you
venture to Robin Hood's Bay?
Do you know? So for those that don't know, Staithes is like, maybe, is it 5 miles from Robin Hood's Bay?
It's not far at all. Other side of Whitby.
Yeah, we drove into Robin Hood's Bay and it was so busy. We just drove straight out again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I've seen it, but I do prefer Staithes.
Yeah, no, Staithes is lovely. I probably agree, but there's something a bit special about Robin Hood's Bay and the massive great big hill that goes down to the sea, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we can safely establish that Yorkshire's won.
Oh, no, I think we're going to have to continue this discussion. I think I need to prepare more and think of other things apart from the seaside that Derbyshire's got. So let's agree to disagree for now.
Temporarily.
And we'll meet up again and we'll continue this discussion.
Okay, all right. I accept that proposal.
So what I'm going to do for now, I'm going to put your contact details in the blurb that accompanies the podcast so that anybody who lives on the border or listening in South Yorkshire, in Sheffield area, so they can contact your services and get in touch if they need you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for that, Emily.
That's no problem. And we will meet up and talk again very soon.
Okay. Lovely to see you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.